And when we finally arrived in Singapore, well, I found that they were reluctant even to move. They had become lethargic again, and they had to be almost pushed out of the door, and whatever utensils we had, because we clung grimly to our cooking gear, our big iron saucepans and pots and what they call koalis for cooking rice in, they had to be, it had to be more or less pushed into their arms, and they had to be cajoled into making one last effort to take with them back to Changi the implements for cooking their meals, because we realised, the officers realised, that this migration back to Changi would impose quite a strain on the facilities of that camp. It was very strange when we got back to Changi camp, which was still the camp of the original Gordon Highlanders, the camp we had been in after we had been we had surrendered, and when we returned from the wharves before we were sent off on our working parties. But we were regarded with considerable suspicion by the Changi Chocos, as they were called, the men who had never gone off on a working party. And indeed, we were segregated in a place called Southern Area. There was a barbed wire fence, a couple of them, between us and the men who had never left Changi, and a bitumen road going between. And it was quite ridiculous. We had to get a pass to go from our camp. It's a pass issued by the camp command, the English and Australian senior officers. They issued this pass, and only small parties were allowed to go at a time across this road into the wonderful little paradise that these fellows have made for themselves.